Styling from Wikipedia, the Free Encyclopedia at en.wikipedia.org. Tallinn, recent historical name Reval, is the capital city and main seaport of Estonia. It is located on Estonia's north coast to the Baltic Sea, 80 kilometers south of Helsinki. Etymology. The origin of the name Tallinn, or Tallinna, is certain to be Estonian, although the original meaning of the name is debated. It is usually thought to be derived from Taanilinna, meaning Danish castle or town, the Latin castrum Danorum. However, it could also have come from Talilinna, winter castle town, or Talulinna, house, farmstead, castle town. The element Linna, like German Burg and Slavic Grad, originally meant castle, but is used as a suffix in the formation of town names. Tallinna replaced the previously used official German name, Reval, in 1918 when Estonia became independent. In the early 1920s, the official spelling of the city name was changed from Tallinna to Tallinn, making the new name notable since Estonian language place names generally end with a vowel denoting the genitive case. However, somewhat confusingly to non-Estonian speakers, the word Tallinna still appears in modern Tallinn, as the A suffix can denote the genitive case. Thus, Tallinna Lennujaam translates literally as Tallinn's airport. Historical names. The German and Swedish name Reval, Latin Revalia, earlier Swedish language Refle, originated from the 13th century Estonian name of the adjacent Estonian county of Revala. Other known ancient historical names of Tallinn include variations of Estonian Lindanise, such as Lindanisse in Danish, Lindanes in Swedish, and Ledenets in Old East Slavic. Kesoniemi in Finnish and Kolovan in Old East Slavic are also other historical names. Geography. Tallinn is situated on the southern coast of the Gulf of Finland in north-central Estonia. The largest lake in Tallinn is Lake Ülemiste, covers 9.6 square kilometers. It is the main source of the city's drinking water. Lake Harku is the second lake within the borders of Tallinn, and its area is 1.6 square kilometers. Unlike many of the large towns, the only significant river in Tallinn is located in Pirita, city district counted as a suburb. The river valley is a protected area because of its natural beauty. A limestone cliff runs through the city. It is exposed, for instance, at Tompea and Lasnamäe. However, Tompea is not a part of the cliff, but a separate hill. The highest point of Tallinn, at 64 meters above the sea level, is situated in the district of Nõmme, in the southwest of the city. The length of the coastline is 46 kilometers. It comprises three bigger peninsulas, Kopli Peninsula, Paljassaare Peninsula, and Kakupä Peninsula. History. The southern coast of the Gulf of Finland is thought to have been settled by Finnic-speaking tribes as early as the 2nd millennium BC. In 1154, Tallinn was marked on the world map by the Arab cartographer Olodrisi. As an important port of trade between Russia and Scandinavia, it became a target for the expansion of the Teutonic Knights in the Kingdom of Denmark during the period of the Northern Crusades in the beginning of the 13th century, when Christianity was forcibly imposed on the local population. Danish rule of Tallinn and northern Estonia started in 1219. In 1285, the city became the northernmost member of the Hanseatic League, a mercantile and military alliance of German-dominated cities in northern Europe. The Danes sold Tallinn along with their other land possessions in northern Estonia to the Teutonic Order in 1345. Medieval Tallinn enjoyed a strategic position at the crossroads of trade between Western and Northern Europe and Russia. The city, with a population of 8,000, was very well fortified with city walls and 66 defense towers. With the start of the Reformation, the German influence became even stronger. In 1561, Tallinn became a dominion of Sweden. During the Great Northern War, the Swedish troops based in Tallinn capitulated to Imperial Russia in 1710, but the local Baltic German rulers retained their cultural and economic autonomy within Tsarist Russia. The 19th century brought industrialization of the city, and the port kept its importance. During the last decades of the century, Russification became stronger. On the 24th of February 1918, the Declaration of Independence was proclaimed in Tallinn, followed by German occupation and a war of independence with Russia. On the 2nd of February 1920, the Tartu Peace Treaty was signed with Soviet Russia, wherein Russia acknowledged the independence of the Estonian Republic. Tallinn became the capital of the independent Estonia. After the start of the Second World War, Estonia was annexed by the USSR as a result of a coup aided by the Red Army in 1940 to 1941, and later invaded by Nazi Germany in 1941 to 1944. After the Nazi retreat in 1944, it was restored as part of the USSR again. After the annexation into the Soviet Union, Tallinn became the capital of the Estonian Soviet Socialist Republic. During the 1980 Summer Olympics of Moscow, a regatta was held at Pirita, northeast of central Tallinn. Many buildings, like the Hotel Olympia, the main post office building, and the regatta center, were built for the Olympics. In August 1991, an independent democratic Estonian state was re-established, and a period of quick development to a modern European capital ensued. Tallinn has historically consisted of three parts. The Tompea, Domburg or Cathedral Hill, which was the seat of the central authority, first the ruling bishops, then the Teutonic Order, then the Baltic German nobility. It is today the seat of the Estonian government and many embassies and residencies. The Old Town, which is the old Hanseatic town, the city of the citizens. This was not administratively united with the hill until the late 19th century. It was the center of the medieval trade on which it grew prosperous. The Estonian town forms a crescent to the south of the Old Town, where the Estonians came to settle. It was not until the mid-19th century that ethnic Estonians replaced the local Baltic Germans as the majority amongst the residents of Tallinn. Historically, the city has been attacked, sacked, razed, and pillaged on numerous occasions. Although extensively bombed by Soviet air forces during the latter stages of World War II, much of the medieval Old Town is still intact and retains its charm. The Tallinn Old Town, including Tompea, became a UNESCO World Cultural Heritage Site in 1997. At the end of the 15th century, a new 159-meter-high Gothic spire was built for St. Olaf's Church. Between 1549 and 1625, it was the tallest building in the world. After several fires and following rebuilding, its overall height is now 123 meters. Administrative districts. For local government purposes, Tallinn is subdivided into 8 administrative districts, in Estonian linnaosad, singular linnaosa. These districts are Haabersti, Kesklinn, Kristiine, Lasnamäe, Mustamäe, Nõmme, Pirita, and Põhja-Tallinn. The district governments are city institutions that fulfill in the territory of their district the functions assigned to them by Tallinn legislation and statutes. Each district government is managed by an elder, in Estonian linnaosavanem. He or she is appointed by the city government on the nomination of the mayor, and after having heard the opinion of the administrative councils. The function of the administrative council is to recommend to the city government and the commissions of the city council how the districts should be administered. Population. The population of Tallinn, as of March 2005, is 401,694. According to Eurostat, the statistical agency of the European Union, of all EU member states' capital cities, Tallinn has the largest number of non-EU nationals. 27.8% of its population are not EU citizens. This is because planned immigration from other Soviet republics during the period of Soviet control, lasting from 1944 to 1991, brought large numbers of non-Estonians, mostly Russians, to Tallinn and other areas of northern Estonia. Many of these immigrants and their offspring do not qualify automatically for Estonian citizenship. The ethnic makeup of Tallinn's population is as follows. 54.8% are Estonians, 36.6% are Russians, 3.6% are Ukrainians, 1.9% are Belarusians, and other ethnic groups comprise 3.1% of the population. In addition to the native Estonian language, which is of the Finno-Ugric group, closely related to the Finnish language, Finnish, Russian, and English are widely understood in Tallinn. Economy. In addition to long-time functions as a seaport and capital city, Tallinn has seen development of an information technology sector in recent years. In its 13th December 2005 edition, the New York Times characterized Estonia as a sort of Silicon Valley in the Baltic Sea. Skype is perhaps the best known of several Tallinn IT startups, and the first venture capital firm was founded in 2005. Many are housed in the Soviet-era Institute of Cybernetics building, which is said to be one of the seeds for Estonian adoption of computing technology. Despite this, the most important economic sectors of Tallinn are the light, textile, and food industries, as well as the service and government sector. Education. Tallinn is the location of Tallinn University of Technology, as well as other institutions of higher education and science, including Tallinn University, Estonian Academy of Music, Estonian Academy of Art, Estonian Academy of State Defense, Estonian Evangelical Lutheran Church Institute of Theology, and the Estonian Business School. Tourism. Since independence, improving air and sea transport links with Western Europe and Estonia's accession to the European Union have made Tallinn easily accessible to tourists. The picturesque Old Town, a UNESCO World Heritage Site, and the current novelty of the destination attract many tourists, and facilities, including hotels and restaurants, have developed to meet their needs. English is widely spoken within the tourist areas. The local transport system is good. See city transport below. Note that Estonia has made rapid economic progress since independence and that this is reflected in local prices. Although not extortionate, neither are prices as cheap as in other former Eastern Bloc countries. The local tourist office sells the Tallinn card, which gives the holder free local public transport and entry to most attractions. Although the economics of this may be marginal, it is convenient to use. Local walking tours offer shortcuts to understanding the city. The main attractions are in the two old towns, Lower Town and Tompea, which are both easily explored on foot. Eastern districts around Pirita and Kadriorg are also worth visiting, and the Estonian Open Air Museum, Eesti Vabaõhu Muuseum, near Rocca al Mare, west of the city, preserves aspects of Estonian rural culture and architecture. Tompea. This area was once the home of the nobility and bishops of Estonia, occupying an easily defensible site overlooking the surrounding districts. The major attractions are the walls and various bastions, the Russian Orthodox Alexander Nevsky Cathedral, built during the period of Russification by the Tsarist Russian government, and the Lutheran Cathedral, or Domkirik. Lower Town. This area is one of the best preserved old towns in Europe, and the authorities are continuing its rehabilitation after years of neglect. The must-see sites include Raga Blitz, or Town Hall Square, the town walls and towers, notably Fat Margaret and Kikindikuk, and St. Olaf Church Tower, 124 meters. Kadriorg. This is 2 kilometers east of downtown and is served by buses and trams. The former palace of Peter the Great of Russia, built just after the Great Northern War, now houses part of the Art Museum of Estonia. The presidential residence and the surrounding grounds include formal gardens and woodlands. The new residence of the Art Museum of Estonia, Kunstimuuseum, is also situated in Kadriorg. Pirita. This coastal district is a further 2 kilometers northeast of Kadriorg. The marina was built for the Moscow Olympics of 1980. Rowboats can be hired on the Pirita River. 2 kilometers inland are the botanical gardens and the Tallinn Television Tower. Transport. City transport. The city operates an extensive system of bus, tram, and trolleybus routes to all the districts. Fares are reasonably priced, and a flat fare system is used. Payment is made either by pre-purchase of tickets at the street-side kiosks or to the vehicle driver, which is more expensive. Tickets must then be validated using machines on the vehicle. The Tallinn card is a way of prepaying for local transport. Since 2004, holders of an Estonian ID card can purchase electronic tickets via internet, phone, some ATMs, or using cash. Air transport. Tallinn Airport is about 4 kilometers from Raga Blitz, Town Hall Square. There's a local bus connection between the airport and the edge of the city center. The terminal building is a small but modern, convenient, and clean building. The modernization was famously prompted by Estonian President Lennart Meri holding a press conference in the terminal's public toilets to publicize the poor state of the facilities. Several airlines, including EasyJet, Estonian Air, Finnair, KLM, LOT, Lufthansa, and SAS, operate between Tallinn and European cities, such as Amsterdam, Berlin, Brussels, Copenhagen, Helsinki, London, Kiev, Milan, Moscow, Stockholm, and Warsaw. In addition, there is an hourly helicopter service to Helsinki operated by Copterline, advertised as the fastest capital-to-capital link in the world. Copterline leaves from Linnahall, an events hall on the outskirts of the Old Town. Rail and road. The railway company Edelarautė operates train services from Tallinn to Tartu, Valga, Turi, Viljandi, Tapa, Narva, Orava, and Pärnu. Buses are also available to all these and various other destinations in Estonia, as well as to St. Petersburg in Russia and Riga in Latvia. The EVR Express Company operates a daily international sleeper train service between Tallinn and Moscow. Tallinn also has a commuter rail service running from Tallinn's main rail station, Baltiam, in two main directions, east, Aegviidu, and to several western destinations, Väsküla, Keila, Riisipere, Paldiski, Klooga. These are electrified lines and are used by the railroad company Elektriraute. The trains are a mixture of modernized older Soviet EMUs and newly built units. The first electrified train service in Tallinn was opened in 1924 from Tallinn to Väsküla, a distance of 11.2 kilometers. The Via Baltica motorway, part of European Route E67 from Helsinki to Prague, connects Tallinn to the Lithuanian-Polish border. Frequent and affordable long-distance bus routes connect Tallinn with other parts of Estonia. Ferry. Several ferry operators, Viking Line, Silja Line, Linda Line Express, Tallink, and others, connect Tallinn to Helsinki, Finland, Stockholm, Sweden, Åland, Finland, St. Petersburg, Russia, and Rostock, Germany. The most popular passenger lines connect Tallinn to Helsinki, approximately 80 kilometers north of Tallinn, in less than 1 hour and 20 minutes by hydrofoil or 4 hours by conventional ferry. The fares are reasonably priced. Partner cities. Tallinn participates in international town twinning schemes to foster good international relations. Partners include Dartford, United Kingdom, Los Gatos, California, United States, Schwerin, MV, Germany, Ghent, Belgium, Malmö, Sweden, Riga, Latvia, Annapolis, Maryland, United States, and Groningen, the Netherlands. Tallinn also has a mutual friendship with the city of Portland, Oregon, United States. This sound file and all text in the article are licensed under the GNU Free Documentation License, available at www.gnu.org/copyleft/fdl.html.